This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Nuggets are currently trailing against the LA Lakers 22-26 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. If the Nuggets come back to win, they'll head to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Maintenance will shut down parts of some RTD rail lines this week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
If you ride RTD's E, D, or H light rail lines that run between downtown Denver and the southern suburbs, you're going to need to find alternative transportation. RTD is shutting down sections of those lines for maintenance from tomorrow until Friday morning. RTD won't be running replacement buses either because of an ongoing staffing shortage. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A Palisade artist is the new Western Slope Poet Laureate. Wendy Vidalock is the sixth person to hold the role. She says poetry doesn't have to be intimidating.
Many people install their anti-poetry deflector shields back in high school. And so as a poet, I have always felt that it was kind of my role to take those deflector shields down, because poetry can do so much. And it may not look like it's all that important to the culture, but when somebody dies, the first thing people do is look to the poets.
Vidalock will hold the position for 2 years. The largest film festival in the Rocky Mountain region, the Denver Film Festival, is returning in November. Officials with the festival say ticket packs and passes for the 46th edition went on sale this morning. Tickets to individual screenings and special events will go on sale in the fall. This is CPR News.